I'm Sim Ilias. I work for an organisation called Debtology. Technology will be absolutely crucial in taking advice forward. And with resources squeezed and with everybody now in a very difficult position in terms of meeting demand, I think technology will play a much more important role in the future.
So what are you seeing in terms of how technology is starting to be harnessed?
The introduction of smartphone applications, which is what we do, but then in addition to that, the use of social media, much more efficient ways of delivering advice through websites, interactive tools like video advice. It goes beyond the traditional means of delivering advice through telephone or face-to-face, but it's absolutely crucial that we do things this way just to be more efficient and to help more people.
So tell me about the work that you're doing.
We have a principal product, the Debtology smartphone app. The app is designed to be an interactive way of getting debt advice, and it's bespoke advice based on the circumstances that you outline. The interactive bit is what makes it unique, really. There's lots of informational apps out there, and they do a great job of helping people get more advice about their situation. But in terms of actual bona fide debt advice based on client circumstances, what they outline, I think we offer a fairly unique service.
So who comes to you? Who commissions these apps and how do you work with them to get the right thing for their clients?
Well, the app project is a solo one, really. It's not been commissioned. I came up with the idea and managed to secure some financial backing. On that basis, we've managed to release the iPhone version of the app. We're then moving now towards the Android release of the app, and that will mean that we've got app presence on the major platforms in the smartphone market.
So what do you think online and mobile debt advice offers?
Online and mobile debt advice, it offers a way of delivering advice to people who are perhaps part of the changing client demographic, those people who needed advice now, but perhaps were in a more stable position in the past. What it also does is safeguard those scarce advice resources, the face-to-face advice resources, for the people that are the most vulnerable.
What other areas of law do you think there'll be opportunities to develop online digital support?
I think the opportunities are available in virtually every area of law. So if you're looking at welfare benefits, if you're looking at immigration advice, whether this is informational advice services that are available digitally or whether this is interactive tools like we have with Debtology, the possibilities are endless and I think we should be capitalising on every opportunity.
And what are you seeing is being developed? Are you keeping your eye out on what's happening? So what can the independent advice sector be expected to be offered or to be involved with?
As you might imagine, given that this is my line of work, I am constantly on the lookout for new advice offerings, whether that's apps, whether that's online tools or other digital means of delivering advice. I'm hearing lots of conversations about things that could happen. The possibilities are very positive, very encouraging, but actually in terms of things that are converting into real-life app offerings or real-life online tools that are being developed, progress seems to be fairly slow, which is a little bit disappointing, but possibly linked to the opportunities organisations have based on their current funding situation.
And why are you so passionate about the work you do?
I'm a debt advisor. I work in debt advice and I see the real-life difference it makes to people's lives. You start with a client, you give them advice, they go away from you with a significantly improved situation. And if we can do that through an app, through face-to-face advice, through telephone, however we choose to do it, it's just got to be done effectively and it makes a difference to people.